Hey, Tammy.
Oh, dear.
I was just finishing up my meeting, telling them that I had to come call you.
Well, I'm here.
What's on your mind this morning?
I'm wore out, honey. I went to the doctor yesterday, got a good report in Roanoke, and then got stuck on side 220 for 5 hours yesterday in Franklin County.
Oh my goodness. Was there an accident?
No, my car broke down.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Then I finally got my son-in-law. My daughter was with me. My son-in-law finally, he came up here and got my husband, and they got some tools and got us as far as their house last night, and we got it home this morning, and I'm wore out.
I bet. Sorry to hear that, Tammy. That's no fun when your car breaks down.
Tell me about it. Seems like when it rains, it pours in my house.
Well, that's what they say.
It's true.
Well, how? So, give me an update on the agent. Did the buyer sign that stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
He
So.
signed it, but I have to have something to be able to do a commitment by the end of by September 26th. But the problem of it is, I can't. Hey, with this judgment, I'm screwed.
Well, Tammy, what I'd really like to do is for us to call the hospital and have a
I've been.
conversation with them. They won't let me talk to them on your on your behalf without you being on the phone.
I had to call the recovering company, and they've been already told me they won't do nothing. They accept. They will not drop it. They want their money. And the judgment lasts up to 20 years.
Okay. Well, they said that they were going to drop the some of the fees, right?
Is terrible. It was up to 15,000. They dropped a third of it, and that's what brought it down to 13,000.
Yeah, I just need to have a conversation with them and
And they claimed that they talked to me about it. Well, the only time I remember talking to them about it is when I started trying to make payment plans to keep it from happening. Then come to find out they had already done to put the judgment on it 2 years before they ever talked to me. So the only thing I was doing was making payments on the damn interest.
Wow. So how long has it been that you haven't made payments on it?
Since 2016, when my husband had a stroke,
Mm.
and when he had his stroke and all the crap I was going through being out of work trying to take care of him.
Yeah. So who did you have to call to talk
I
with?
had to call their I had to call his runner Korean recovery. And
Thank
they
you.
could they and they pulled it up and told me exactly what's up. They ain't giving up, Jack. They want their money.
I hear what you're saying, Tammy. We have quite the experience with stuff like this, and it really might be, it'll definitely be helpful for me to talk to them. I even if I just get what the final payoff amount is.
Well, I can tell you what that is. It's 13,000, and I wrote that shit down the other day. I don't know. I've had it on something. $13,874.
You said that you called in 20. When did you call them and start making payments?
It was in 2016, but they claimed they talked to me in May or two and of 2016 or something. But here y'all done made a judgment against me, and it's already against my house in 2014. I started making payments in 20. I think it was in May of 2014, and then I mean, May of 2016. And then my husband had his stroke then. And then they got his disability. And I told him, I said, my husband's disabled. Then Claire's disabled. You know, I'm supporting two people. I mean, because he was on SSI because where he had been out of work for so long. So when you're in the state of Virginia, if you had to work for 5 years, you lose everything you paid in.
So when you told them about him being, about the disability, did you request a pause payment?
No, I just explained to them that there wasn't no way we could pay or whatever. And they said, okay. That's all we said. But you wouldn't have mattered no way because in 2014, they didn't already put the judgment on the house. And this was in 2016.
And nobody told you about the judgment?
They claim they did. Well, I don't recall even talk. The only thing I remember them talking about is that they could do a judgment or whatever, but if I didn't start making payments. Well, I started making payments. And then I called and explained to them what was going on. But like I said, they done already put the judgment on the house 2 years before.
So they told you they would not put the judgment on there if you started making payments?
They said that, you know, well, they talked if we knew it before it goes to court and all this. Well, hey, it done been to court. To my understanding of it when I talked to them. You see, they did, these companies don't care.
Right.
And because well, I asked her, I said, well, after the 20 years is up, I said, would y'all release it? And they said, no. I said, why? They said, because we want our money. So in 10 years, they, you know, they can come on up here and just kick me out of the damn house, take it. And
legally,
my daughter, I said, I guess I'll be living in your basement.
Legally, Tammy, with a judgment, they can't just come take your house. But besides that, when do you think you and I can get on a call with them?
I don't know.
I know you don't want to do it, but we have to.
I'm tired of arguing with people. I'm tired of hearing everybody bullshit me. And I gotta find the paper I wrote the number down on. And arguing with people and arguing with people. Okay, here we go. The payout, $13,274.86.
Can you say that one more time? $13,274?
Yep, and 86 cents.
86 cents. And who's the person that you spoke to?
I don't know.
Okay, do you have the number?
I can get, yeah. 540-982-3413.
All right, Tammy. I have an appointment at 11, so in about 15 minutes. I'm just looking at my calendar. I have an appointment at 11, and then I have one at 12, but then I'm open. Let me see. We're going to have to do this call this afternoon. I could probably... Sorry, give me just one second.
So I'm just asking, we still got a fighting chance of maybe getting that house?
We got a fighting chance.
Maybe.
We're probably gonna have to pay something, but that's okay. We're prepared.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
I know.
I did. If I'd have known that, I would have never been pushing like I've been looking for a house. You know that.
I know.
My nerves are just tore up right now with everything that's going on. I mean.
I know, it's tough. But
yeah, especially since I never received anything in the mail or nothing. state, and that guess what? Got judgment. I pay tax when I send my taxes every year, no problem. They never mentioned it. You think Henry County would have told me? But they didn't.
I don't know what their processes are like, honestly.
I don't know, but you think the hospital or somebody would have notified me.
Yeah.
At least by mail.
Yeah.
So what time are we talking about this afternoon?
Tammy, I'll probably have to give you a call back around 2:30.
All right, that'd be fine. That way I can maybe get a nap in.
Okay. And about the house, do we need to put the EMD in today?
Yes.
Okay. Do I just need to call Virginia Title Company or Virginia Title Center?
Yeah, the Virginia Title Center.
Okay. I will give them a call as well.
Yeah. That needs to be done. If not, I'll lose all of that altogether.
Right. Well, we'll get it done.
Okay.
One step at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Of course, I'll talk to you later, Tammy.
All right, honey.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.